Good morning and welcome to episode 35 of Martin Uncut. Today is the 17th of February 2021 and today's episode is After Effects. So here in the studio it's Martin and the dog again, as you maybe can hear. I hope he will not bark today, but you never know. We have had a very snowy night here in Skåne, south of Sweden. I think we have gotten at least 10 centimeters and it still pours down. So we all know that that's going to mean total chaos in traffic and overall. It's a good thing a lot of us are already working from home, so it's not that of a big deal. And I have fairly close to the studio, so it's not a problem for me to go here anyway. So yesterday I worked with transitions for my upcoming presentation or my keynote I'm going to have. And the application I used for that is Adobe After Effects. And that is a small tool, or I don't, small, maybe not, but it's a tool that you can use to do animations. And, you know, if you look at the presentation keynotes and things, you see the lower thirds where the name tag is or other moving things that happens. That's usually done in an animation program like After Effects. Apple have one called Motion, and I actually bought that a couple of years ago, but now I have a subscription for Adobe Creative Cloud as well, so, and I found a tutorial that was using After Effects, so that's the sole reason why I was using After Effects for this animation. But I believe there are actually open source applications that you can do the same thing with. I haven't looked into it, but if you know, feel free to give me a shout out on Mastodon or on Twitter, and I can definitely mention them in another pod. There is an animation tool called Blender, but I think that is more for making animation movies, not for making animations for like lower thirds and those kind of things. The biggest problem I had yesterday was actually to use the trackpad on the Mac, because I was sitting in the sofa, kind of relaxed, and was doing this animation with a laptop in my lap. And the trackpad is not super good when you're gonna drag and drop things. It's so easy that you're not precise. That's the biggest problem, and that was the cause of some problems I ran into. But in the animation I did, we have three boxes, or the boxes are actually bigger than the viewport or the canvas. So it's going to look like three stripes coming over, gliding from the left to the right over the screen. So first white, and then orange, and then gray blackish color. And then the gray blackish color will cover the whole canvas, and then the logotype will be shown, and then the same stripes will fade out. And this will be going from transparent to transparent. So, and this is called a stinger transition. So that means that when I'm initiating the transition, and the whole stinger effect is 2 seconds long. So it starts to playing this movie then on top of my other things I have on screen. And at 1 second, the whole screen is covered by the animation. And then it's where actually OBS is going to switch from one scene to the other one. And then the animation goes out to the right. So it looks like we're actually fading into something else. It's really cool. I'm going to give you a link to this tutorial in the show notes so you can see how it's done, and if you're interested in doing it that yourself. And the next step with this one is actually I need to plan the scenes so I know what to build out in OBS. And the best way to do that is either on paper or just on my Remarkable. I think that's the best approach there. Today, I hope I will receive some packages on the post, but you never know with this weather, but they are at least close to me. I could see that online, so they are likely going to show up today. So tomorrow I will talk a little bit about the contents in these packages. So stay tuned for that and have a great day.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.